Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
So now apparently there's some agreement that both the Tribune and the Sun-Times will send scribes out to document the fact that Kevin Warren has been on the job for a year.
You know why Kevin Warren wakes up without an alarm clock? Motivation.
Or he's like the rest of us old men and he has to pee three times a night.
That is a reasonable answer.
He's not planning his day to empty his bladder. Like, that's not how it goes.
Sometimes that, some
that
of us
might,
it does.
That might happen, yep. But that's not his intended wake-up time.
I think it's the spirit of George Halas that's waking him up.
Like Marley's ghost?
It's time to wake up.
Wake up.
Make my franchise not suck.
Come see Bears past, present, and future.
Tonight, you will be visited by three spirits.
Rise and grind.
The only way this gets any more ridiculous is if he's actually woken up by a live bear. Fair. How do we explain all of this to Caleb Williams?
Caleb, save us from all of this.
Sorry, Caleb. It's gonna be a lot.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are Bernstein and Holmes. We are Diaz and Studzinski and Fryer. And O'Donnell and Lapka and all things to all people on this lovely Thursday in Chicago, with the Bulls remaining alive to fight another day against a much better team that may be missing its great playoff performer.
I feel like Lapka and O'Donnell should just be in the studio since we're not there. They should just do their work from the studio so everyone can see them.
Lapka's probably still drunk. Did you see what he was tweeting last night?
Yes, he gets very excited when teams win.
I mean, all caps.
I don't think he's drunk. I think he's probably, I would say it's more likely he was on Red Bull or something like that than it was that he was drunk.
I don't know. Somebody in the Twitter conversation mentioned hashtag Casamigos and got a knowing response. So it may just be that George Clooney's tequila of choice influences Bulls thoughts. I don't
maybe.
Know. More power to him, though. He was feeling his fandom.
Before we get into the Bulls, I wrote this note down, and at the end of this, like the whole like Cubs thing, the Cubs winning the World Series thing, at the end of it, is Kyle Schwarber going to end up being the best player?
Wow. When all is said and done.
He hit his 250th home run last night.
So with Bryant having flatlined, Baez having flatlined.
You still got Rizzo.
Right, but Rizzo is having sort of a reasonable aging curve, an expected aging curve for somebody with his game and his bulky back and all of that. Addison Russell flamed out completely. Wilson Contreras is still a starting catcher in the league and is still in the running. And does probably, as far as positional value, and the way to, even though he's bad at the positional value stuff that usually gives catchers credit, that's a really interesting question that I was not expecting today.
Yeah, I was watching Quick Pitch. Shout out to our friend Sierra Santos, who was hosting Quick Pitch. And I knew that he was closing in on a milestone. And he had had those 2 years where he just kept hitting. I think he hit 100 home runs in two seasons. And I'm like, does Kyle Schwarber have a chance to get to 400? And he's 31 now, and he's, you imagine that he'll probably be 35, 40 home runs this season, next season, and maybe another one. So he's 31, so I'm guessing by the end of it, he ends up close to 400 home runs for his career. It's just wild to see that one thing, and you like remember all of the things that Theo and Jed would say about the scouting of Kyle Schwarber and all the things that were important.
The story about how the computer, Ivy, flagged him when they had sort of said, not sure, not sure. And all of their input into the computer said, go back, get more eyes on this guy. You're underrating him.
Yeah. And now you look up and you know it's possible that he is 300 before. He had another one too, so he's at 251 for his career. It's possible he ends the season with 300 home runs.
Do you know what his career OPS plus is?
I'm guessing like 125.
121, good guess.
Okay.
And it's really interesting.
What's Rizzo's?
I don't have it in front
Rizzo's
of me.
Rizzo's probably around there, right? Like he's probably around in between 120 and 130 for his career.
This is fascinating. Who do you think his most statistically similar comp is through age 30?
Dave Kingman.
Yes. Did you look at that?
No.
You seriously just guessed that?
Yeah, because that's kind of what he's like.
And number three is Mark McGwire.
Huh.
By the way, guys, Anthony Rizzo's career OPS plus is 125.
Okay, so right now you would say Rizzo is the best of those players? Not the most talented, because that's probably between Bryant and Baez. But as far as the best, it's between those two guys because you have to add in the longevity aspect of it.
Well, this is something I think to like put a bookmark in and just have it as an ongoing open file, because I did not expect that today. I did not expect to put my head around that. And yes, what a great call that Kingman is his number one comp. Kingman, who tried when he realized that he would never get a shot at the Hall of Fame because everybody hated him, I think he even came on our show and we were, you know, considering his numbers and considering everything involved. And it's going to take a lot more from, it's going to take 500 home runs, I think.
Okay.
To get him any level of consideration.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's interesting.
But it was just nice to see. And like you see him hit the ball and the ball stays hit. Like when he gets a hold of it, it's a no doubter. It's fun to watch.
Yeah,
anyway,
as the league has moved away from some of the three true outcome stuff, but wow. Okay. Yeah. I would say, I'd say mark that one.
We'll come back to it. I just had that moment this morning where I'm like, wow, what if, you know, you get to the end of this whole, all of those guys' career and you go, look at that. Schwarber ended up being the best one out of them.
Well, either way, flags fly forever. No matter how they got there, no matter what happens. I also would hope, it's my hope that as we get further away, I almost said farther, but further is correct. As we get further away from 2016, I hope that the historic nature of the Cubs' defense is appreciated, because it may be the primary reason why they won the World Series was the fact that they had one of the greatest defenses ever in the history of baseball.
I think people appreciate that.
I hope so.
I think people understand it's not, I know what it's they not would sexy. Do in that season.
I know it's not sexy, and I know you can't, like, call up team defensive statistics relative to other teams and relative to run environment. It's not something that's easily tangible, but it doesn't make it any less true. And I know that baseball people, every time Joe Sheehan writes about that team, he makes sure to mention one of the all-time great defenses.
Well, he doesn't have to always include that. If you don't have to, you don't have to do that. You can just talk about, like, some of the other stuff too.
You can. Well, I mean, you can, but I do think that I love the fact that it reminds people how important run prevention is when it comes to a championship team.
And while we're talking about Schwarber, let's remember what happened
when he got hurt.
And then you're like, wait a minute, they're sending him to Arizona. Like, what? He might play?
And then the stories about him with the Shovatron 3000 as he's dialing up their high-tech hitting machine, the high-tech pitching machine that they had where you can program in the opposing pitchers. People said, yeah, he's hitting 110-mile-an-hour sliders in there. I loved the legend of that.
I like the whole idea of we're going to send him to Arizona to see if we can bring him back from injury in the World Series. Like, the balls that took, the things that you had to see from him while he was down there at Sloan to feel comfortable about bringing him back is amazing. Like, that's a legendary story. Like, I guess where we can talk about him as, I always, when I talk about Schwarber with the Cubs, I always say Cubs legend. I don't know if I want to call him Cubs great, but Cubs legend, because what he did was legendary.
Yeah, there was legend connotes larger than life and stories that grow over time, as do the number of people who say they were there when a certain thing happened.
Right. When he hit the home run on the roof.
That was what Jeff Perlman's Bo Jackson book was, basically, was sort of reconciling the man with the legend and determining what was real and what wasn't. And when you, as you kept reading and realized so much of the legend was real, your jaw just kept dropping.
Yep.
So, how about them Bulls?
Hey, that was, once we got through the first quarter, that was entertaining.
Well, the first half of the first quarter was just horse crap.
I mean, just back and forth, like, ugly shots, bad decisions, all of that nonsense. But
missed dunks, missed layups.
Once we got to the second quarter and DeMar started to settle in, and DeMar's out there taking threes, you know, they end up being a better-looking team because of it.
And if Coby White realized, oh, you're not going to play perimeter defense. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get my bag a little bit. And he's got stuff. I know, with every caveat about how they play defense, Coby's got moves, man. Like, I hadn't seen the Hezzy into the Euro. Like the Hezzy fake crossover into the Euro, and I certainly hadn't seen the spin in traffic. That was not just a spin to get a guy off his back. That was a spin through a small slot, which is pretty awesome.
Watching the way that Coby has developed is so great. It's a shame that those points don't count because they don't live anywhere.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's another one of those things where we'll remember it, and maybe that's all that matters. But like, oh, a career high is like, a career high in what? That's not a regular season game, and that's not a playoff game.
So, Coby White set a record. Coby White did something that no NBA player has ever done in any game. And the question is,
have cool hair?
No, but this is a statistical milestone. The question is, where can this live statistically? Because it doesn't, it's like that didn't happen. That was Brigadoon. These games pop up and they don't exist, and nowhere in the archive. It's not a regular season game. It's not a playoff game. So it just sort of vanishes into the ether.
And it'll exist on the box score.
Maybe there'll be a Coby White Historic Night Preservation Society, because it would be nice if he got to take credit for a game that no one in the NBA has ever had before.
He was outstanding. What they did offensively from the second quarter on was terrific. And at a certain point, Atlanta was just like, we don't want to be here.
No.
We don't want to be here. We're ready to get on to the Bahamas or wherever else we're going to go. DeJounte Murray trying to figure out where he's going to play. Like, all of that stuff. Like, you could feel it. Like, in the third quarter, when the game tightened up a little bit, and then the Bulls started to pull away towards the end of the third quarter, you could feel the Hawks quit. You could feel it. Fourth quarter was almost irrelevant because they weren't going to push the Bulls. They didn't have what was necessary to cut that lead. The defense to get three stops and then let Trae Young and DeJounte Murray go crazy and score. They were never going to get three consecutive stops.
So the question is, what does it all mean? And we can delve into that. And I can also tell you how Coby White made NBA history last night.
Yeah, I want to talk about Friday night now. And I want us to get into what it is that we're... what we will be cheering for, question mark, on Friday night, and the consequences of the Bulls winning that game Friday night and advancing into the actual playoffs. We'll discuss that. Dan's got a Coby note for you. Stick around. Bernstein and Holmes, 10-2 on the score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Trae Young will put it in play to DeAndre Hunter. Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win.
Watching that game last night, and the three of us have been covering that team off and on for years. It's a reminder that the NBA is in such a much better place when the Bulls are relevant, when there are big games played at the United Center. It's a fun atmosphere. It's one that draws in casual fans, and certainly the city, for the most part, is still behind them. You just wish that they could be more consistent and they could have a couple more bigger names to build around. But I am not going to get all hopped up if they go and beat a bad Atlanta team and then a Jimmy and other pieces less Miami team in a couple days.
That's Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell on This Morning with the Mully and Haw show. Tomorrow night, the Bulls take on the Heat in the NBA play-in tournament. The winner heads to the NBA playoffs. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:45, tip-off at 6 o'clock. The only broadcast of game can be heard on 670 The Score and in Chicagoland on the free Odyssey app. Bernstein and
We've
Holmes.
We've got the local call that you want. You want to hear Chuck and Bill.
The only local broadcast is going to be Chuck and Bill right
and
here.
And Alyssa and everyone else.
And
Rich Wyatt's going to jump in with.
He's not going to jump in. He's just going to make sure that everything is working.
Hey, he jumps in on the attendance game when he fills in for Cubs Radio. Get to hear him sometimes.
Okay. Well,
did you see what the halftime entertainment was yesterday?
I did not.
When you think legendary halftime entertainment, you think?
I think Red Panda.
You're damn right you think Red Panda.
That was last night?
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn right.
Nice. The actual Red Panda, not one of the copycats, right?
Because
there's a lot of it's
not
sort of
Gallagher
like, you know,
2.
No,
the
it's
actual
like,
Red Panda.
Like Ray's original famous pizza or like, you know, Taco Burrito King House number 2 famous.
Yeah, but those are always still pretty good.
I know, right?
Any sort of Taco Burrito Hut House
in Chicago.
Condo
in
Chicago,
Chicago
is
whether
great.
It's Burrito House,
yes.
Taco Burrito King, the famous Taco Burrito.
You can't go wrong with any of them.
They're all, and it's probably one of these things where it's all offshoots of somebody's cousin or somebody's brother, and then they all open up these competing places that all use the same abuelita's recipes that are all fantastic.
Yes.
Burrito House.
Can't go wrong.
Burrito House has some of the most elite drunk food in the city.
Yeah?
Which one do you go to? The one on Lincoln?
The one on Lincoln, yeah.
Because there's one on Elston, too.
Yeah, there is. The one on Lincoln. The one on Lincoln I prefer.
I used to
have a buddy
right down the street from Burrito House on Lincoln. It's one of my favorites of all time.
I had a buddy that lived right down the street from it, and we would, you know, have some drinks, and then we'd end up at Burrito House at 3 in the morning.
When Ronji was in town a few weeks ago, we were hanging out, and I was like, I'm leaving because it's too crowded. And I was like, you know what? Since I'm already north, might as well hit up Burrito House on the way home. And it was an excellent call by me.
I got turned on to something last night. I know we got Bulls to talk about, but Jason and I wanted, we decided
we were
going to
order in. Doesn't
want
to talk about tacos.
And so Jason's been working at the Play It Again Sports on Lincoln, and he's had every lunch at Red Hot Ranch at like Ashland and, was it Wellington or whatever it is, near or north of that. And he's like, Dad, Red Hot Ranch is insane. I said, what do you mean it's insane? He said, I can't describe it. He said the double cheeseburger with everything and their hand-cut fries. Like they do their fries in peanut oil. There's the guy with that.
My favorite.
And he's got, like, they do the put the potato on the fry thing, pull the lever down, and the fries fall into the basket for dropping into the oil. Like you actually see them hand-cut the fries. And he just said, do me a favor. I said, I'm sure it's great. He said, no, just do me a favor. Let's Grubhub cheeseburgers for the Bulls game. I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm sure they're fine. He was right. Like, that's a destination burger.
My cousins swear by the Red Hot Ranch on Armitage. Like, they love that
yes.
place.
Red Hot Ranch on Armitage is supposed to have, like, the best fried shrimp, too.
Ooh.
That's pretty much all they have. It's burgers, it's hot dogs and Polish, and their fried shrimp. And I have to, but I'm like, okay, kid, I'll say that this one you're on, because that is a certain crave. They've got a sauce where their burger sauce, you know, it's the usual burger sauce of like, you know, mustard, ketchup, but there's a little horseradish in it, or there's horseradish in their mustard, and the fry, or the onions are chopped rather than put in raw rings, which I like better. Man, I'm down, because I think he's had 4 Red Hot Ranch burgers in the last 36 hours.
Good for him.
Which may be too many. But
no.
That's not why you called. We had the Bulls game to watch, and it was great. And you're reminded of the energy of that building and how it feels when the Bulls are doing really, really cool. And in Coby White's case, historic stuff. Historic.
So what's the historic stuff that he did?
According
inside
to
the game that doesn't have any statistics because it doesn't exist.
Correct. This existed nowhere in history. But Jeff Faerber noted that with 42 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 three-pointers made, 70% field goal percentage, and no turnovers in a single game, Coby White is the first player in NBA history to do that. In regular season
like John
or
Cena,
playoffs.
Because you can't see it.
Can't see him?
Because it doesn't
so
exist.
So did it happen? Did that? No NBA player has ever had that performance or better than that performance. No one has met those standards until
no
last
still
night.
Still hasn't. That's the
correct.
Problem.
Correct. There's no record to reflect that.
Which stinks. What I'm more worried about is, look, I'm watching the game last night, and I want the Bulls to win. Like, I was sitting there watching them, wanting them to win. I don't like Trae Young's particular brand of basketball. I don't think Atlanta is very good. The Bulls should beat them. And then, you know, you watch the game before, and you see, oh, Jimmy's hurt, or Jimmy's jaking it, but it looks like he's actually hurt, and that he's not going to play in the game. And you go, oh. The Bulls have a legitimate opportunity to win this game and enter the playoffs. And if they do, that feels like an opportunity for Bulls management, Bulls ownership, to crow about getting it right. And I think that it probably will kind of keep them in the same spaces that they've been in. They won't feel a need to change because they can look at the result and go, what are you complaining about? We made the playoffs last year without Zach LaVine for a big portion of the season, without Lonzo Ball. Clearly, we're moving in the right direction from where we were last year because now we're getting the opportunity. Why not us? Like all of those press conferences that are going to take place if they were to win the game Friday night, why can't we be this year's Miami and go
you're not good
to
enough.
Probably. But that's what they're going to be trying to sell. And it stinks because I don't want to root against a bunch of guys that I like.
Nor do I want to blame the fans. And that is the where I get into, and this we've talked a lot about this on Organizations Win Championships, about this idea of ownership being intoxicated by that wonderful building. Both the energy of that building and the game experience. They're leading the league in attendance. They have a great entertainment product, and it doesn't take much. You know, Parkins had a really sort of wise tweet last night, and I texted him when I saw it, and he said it doesn't take a whole lot to make this building special. And he said, I remember the chants of Nocione, Nocione. And yeah, so and I, like that's it. That the point is that fans get punished for getting that excited for good enough or that excited for something that falls short when ownership should be like, wow, what if we really were competing for championships? Could you imagine what this could be? And maybe their bottom line doesn't reflect the difference there because they're selling out all the regular season games anyway. There are costs to contending. There are costs to going into the tax. But man, it's so true. And I would hate it if fans were being punished for being really good fans and really good playoff fans and creating an awesome energy and an amazing game experience, because that's all true. That is a fact. It is great. And Bulls fans get excited. And we get excited for players who aren't that good. Look at me. I'm wearing an Andre Drummond t-shirt right now. Andre Drummond isn't that good. He's kind of a novelty player. I'm wearing an Andre Drummond t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's okay to root for players that aren't the greatest players.
I know that.
And, Andre's got a great story.
And he's a great dude.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's a bunch of guys that you want to see succeed, but you know what the success brings. The success brings a level of arrogance that, quite honestly, they haven't earned. The problem is that fans in Chicago get it either way. If they're loyal, and fans of Reinsdorf teams particularly, if they're loyal, like Bulls fans are, then it allows them to be stuck in mediocrity and that there isn't a jolt that makes them want to aim higher and try to win championships. And if you do the reverse with the White Sox and you don't show up to watch trash like yesterday, then you get blamed and threatened and we're going to move your team and all of this other stuff. So it's like a fan of the Reinsdorf teams can't win no matter what. They can't win because either they can be joyous. They can be joyous like Bulls fans are. Going to a Bulls game is great. Like, it's a lot of fun. And they're super likable guys that are easy to cheer for, like DeMar. I saw people that aren't ordinarily at Bulls games tweeting DeMar yesterday. Paul Sullivan was tweeting about DeMar and what he was doing at the end of pregame. And DeMar does this every single game. After he's done, he goes over into the corner where the tunnel is. He'll play catch with kids who are in the crowd. And he'll say, pass it to me, and I'll alley-oop it to Andre Drummond.
Yep.
He signs autographs. He takes pictures. He talks to people. He's as personable as a guy that's accomplished that much in the NBA can be. And you don't want to root against DeMar. DeMar's awesome. But you also don't want to be taken advantage of as a fan, knowing that your loyalty is not rewarded in the team putting more resources into having more great moments of winning. And not just because DeMar's a great guy, you're having these things. And like I was saying, on the flip side, White Sox fans can take it into their own hands and say, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going over there. I'm not watching this team that's averaging a win a week. I'm not doing that. And then it's, well, that's the problem. You're the problem. You're the reason that we're not going to spend money. You're the reason that we're going to end up having to leave and go to Nashville. So I'm not sure what to even suggest a fan do.
I don't
this.
Either, because they've found a lucrative, highly successful, reliable business in doing the NBA business the way the Bulls are doing it. And there's nothing that we've heard from upper management that tells us that they're going to take any big swings at doing anything substantially differently when constantly AK reinforces how, oh, we want to be a tough out. We want to be competitive. We want to be in games. And that's great, but that's not the marching order.
Why do you not want to win?
Right. Championships.
Yeah.
And I think you'd get everything else. And part of the reason why they've been able to create this nightly entertainment brand is because of the championships, because of the lore, and because of the brand that those, you know, you literally have on your letterhead those six Larry O'Brien trophies. And then you sort of insult us by saying that's plenty. And now we're just gonna coast and we're gonna sit back, and because of those, and because we pour so much into entertaining you for 40 nights a year, or maybe a couple of playoff games, that now we're not going to pursue what got us this branding opportunity. It's too bad. It's
also possible that we're embittered, and maybe for a lot of people that's enough. Like, the Bulls thing is enough because every time you go to a Bulls game, you have a good time. And that's at the essence of entertainment dollar is, was I entertained? When you look at it from a micro standpoint, I don't think there's a soul that can walk out of the United Center after a Bulls game and go, I wasn't entertained. But it feels like when you've had so much time in between a winning tradition and now, even if you want to make the winning tradition 10 years ago. Even if you want to say, like, the Derrick Rose Bulls were at least trying to win, you're 10 years removed from that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a learned helplessness to it. I'm just offering that as a theory. Most of the people that I interact with want the Bulls to try and win. But it feels like the Bulls as an organization are satisfied with, didn't you have a good time? Like, that's what it feels like. Like, our team's good enough. Didn't you have fun at the game? And then your response is, of course. Yeah, me and my family had a wonderful time at the game.
I just wish it mattered more. Yeah.
I wish it mattered more.
It was a great time. It was a great time. I wish it mattered more. And I wish I had more of, I wish I felt it was headed somewhere, going somewhere, that my long-term investment was going to pay off. And to me, it comes down to how I feel about DeMar DeRozan on this team next year. Of course, you say, everybody loves DeMar and he's been great. And your heart says, sure. And any basketball brain that's still working says, no, you don't want to re-sign this guy for his age 34 and a half and 35 and a half seasons at this point, playing an anachronism of a game. You'd much rather clear that salary space. You get rid of him, you get rid of LaVine, you get rid of Vooch, and you develop and you build and you play modern basketball. And I don't think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. So, like, tomorrow night I'm sitting there going, God, I'd love for something good to happen for DeMar and for Alex Caruso and Kobe and Io and Andre Drummond. Like, there's just a collection of lovable dudes on this team, and you want to see them do well, but you know that the sword of Damocles hangs over it, mm-hmm. where they get to go, see, we told you, we're a playoff team. We are the eighth seed. We're the eighth seed. We're not the ninth seed because we won the play-in tournament. We're the eighth seed, and now we've given ourselves a chance to win. It just sucks. Like, it always feels like it's a road to nowhere with the Bulls. Like, this version of the Bulls feels like, even when you go back 10 years and you go, all right, yeah, this is still Derrick Rose. You go back 12 years. This is Derrick Rose. This is MVP level player. This is a bunch of guys that are hungry to win. You have a defensive player of the year in there. Like, all of that stuff. A level of relevance. The Bulls don't have that now. And it's, you brought it up yesterday. How did ESPN promote the game, Dan?
With a picture of Zach LaVine.
Right. They didn't even care that Zach's been gone for months.
Out for months. It doesn't matter. There was, I don't know, pull a picture. Who's their star? Zach LaVine. All right, fine. Run that way.
Yeah, put him on there. They're probably not going to make it out of this game. Put Zach LaVine on there. Like, they should be insulted by that.
No, maybe any, Kobe White was. Maybe Kobe White was. Who knows?
I mean, talk about I'll give them that's a win of development by them. Wasn't their player. They've done a great job of developing him. He's done a great job of developing himself. He and Io.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that even as good as they've been, you go, there's still something missing that's going to take you from being in an elite team, a relevant team. And it's going to stare you in the face when you see Boston if you win this game.
I think we need to get your judicial robes out here. We need to convene Baseball Kangaroo Court and hold the Sox in either violation or contempt or some combination.
They're
therein.
Definitely in violation.
Okay. Because it was you noted that there was a second violation.
Yes.
That might result in like some automatic three strikes and you're out penalties that involve jail time. So we'll
there
determine.
There be some heavier fines levied against the White Sox.
Next on Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
Bernstein and Holmes.
I hate being a fan of this team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I got a pretty simple rule when it comes to facing certain players in Major League Baseball. Two in particular. One of them is Javier Baez. The other one is Salvador Perez. There is never a reason to throw a fastball to either one of those players.
There's Perez, a deep shot to left center. And it is gone. A two-run home run here in this top half of the eighth as Kansas City takes a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. Michael Kopech was out there throwing gas.
I laughed out loud, by the way. I laughed but, out when the ball left his hand and I realized, oh, he didn't.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, he threw 97 middle cut to Salvador Perez, who was only looking to launch. He's looking to swing. He's always in swing mode. Now, you would think, considering how Salvador Perez's late game at bat changed game one of the doubleheader, that the White Sox would then look at it and go, oh, well, clearly, that's not going to be our strategy for him late game in a tight game in game two. And it wasn't. And they got lucky.
Perez. Fly ball to center. And this one will stay in the ballpark as Fletcher makes the catch.
Yeah, it barely stayed in the ballpark. By about 5 feet. But again, why in the world would you give him an opportunity to beat you? Like, it's such an easy thing to not do.
Especially when now in baseball, at the major league level, if you, with the understanding of what used to be referred to as secondary stuff, it was always all about the fastball. But as more and more data is available, the idea seems to be, if you have a good curveball, throw it every time. Whether it is Rich Hill staying around, whether it's Drew Smyly, whether it's a lot of these guys that you see, you know, Musgrove, if you have a great changeup, throw it a lot. If you have a great slider, throw your slider all the time. There's no reason to screw around with when your fastball becomes your de facto secondary pitch. So it goes against even the larger forces within the game to say, well, I guess I got to throw him a fastball. No, you don't.
Now, there was an at-bat earlier in the season against Salvador where the Whites, it may have been Crochet against him, where he threw him five straight sliders. Like, and it was get out of here. Like, that's it. And that's right. All that you have to do. This, and I know that Kopech's like, well, I can just throw it through the back of the catcher's body. Yeah, 97 with no movement can get hit by Major League Baseball players. Ozzy even talked about it in the post game that he was surprised to see them pitch to Salvador Perez that way.
That was a rough home run that Salvador Perez hit off Kopech.
Very tough. Mm-hmm. Perez is in my body.
Yeah.
Swinging the ball very good. But he's in swing mode. Yeah. Every time, and we continue to throw a ball in the middle of the play for him.
Yes! Don't throw fastballs to Salvador Perez or Javier Baez.
Okay, fans court. All right, that, judge. That,
it's so simple.
what is the punishment here? Do we get a suspended sentence? Because the first one obviously cost them the game. The second one could have cost them the game. And I think that the second one is almost worse.
It's worse.
So. What is your sentencing recommendation?
No milkshakes for a week.
Ooh, ouch. You can't sell any milkshakes for a week. That's their prized asset.
Yes.
That's the most important player in the organization is milkshake.
The milkshake is now Mr. White Sox.
Right? It's the new mascot. Well, last year it was Swaggy No Legs. The year before it was Swaggy No Legs. And this year it's Mr. Milkshake.
Yeah. It's not bringing all the boys to the yard, I can tell you that much.
No, it's not. And good point from this texter from the 312. The White Sox manager is best friends with Salvador Perez.
Right. 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 You would think he would know to not throw him a fastball.
Like, their families hang out.
It's really ridiculous. Let's talk with Matt Bowen. The draft is coming up. We're going to get our guy, Matt Bowen, talking about it. You don't want to go anywhere because you know how good he is. It's next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!